Welcome back to Bush League Sports. On today's episode, which will be released on Wednesday, August 14th, we've got a lot of college football talk, maybe a little bit of fantasy, some upcoming playoff predictions, over-under, and a big three. Let's rock and roll.
Back, guys, it's a beautiful day. Mac, how was your day today?
It was good. Spicy nuggets are back at Wendy's. Had to make a trip over there before this episode and had myself some. Not gonna say they're as good as they once were. Not as spicy, but still pretty good.
I didn't taste the spice in them at all. A little bit of a letdown.
Yeah, I was a good friend. I gave both Suddy and Jake one nugget.
Thanks, so. Mac.
I'd also like to throw out there today it is 95 degrees and it feels like 105 outside. So. Spicy chicken nuggets are back. Spicy weather is back.
Mac and cheese at Chick-fil-A, too.
That's true.
A lot of big things happening in the fast food arena.
Do you want to go ahead and get started with some college football? Not a lot of sports news over the last week, so we're just going to do all things college football today, just before the season starts in 2 weeks. Next week, we've got our fantasy draft, so look forward to that episode.
When's week zero?
August 24th, 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
So, Mac, you're going to start off with our teams that you think are going to disappoint this year.
You're on that week zero effect, by the way. That was a
I just saw it because Game Day announced they're in Disney or something, so I just saw it today.
Okay, so letdown teams of the season. My first team, I'm going to go with Wisconsin. Only player I can really name at the stadium I've left is Jonathan Taylor with Alex Hornibrook gone. And they weren't exactly a good defensive team already, so... I mean, Big Ten football is not going to be good this year, and neither is Wisconsin. So,
I can definitely see where you're coming from with that. Jeez, having a little hard time today. My disappointing team is...
Sonny meets... he missed speech therapy.
Wow.
Skipped at the come record, so...
My disappointing team in the college football season is, no surprise, Georgia.
Interesting. Very interesting.
The team that is probably the best out of any program in the country at hyping themselves up, talking about how good they will be for the season, and then disappointing. So I'm just going to put my trust into what's been happening and that Georgia will disappoint this year.
Yeah, I think I got Texas, who beat Georgia last year in the bowl game. But I think Texas, so this year they've only got 8 returning starters, and I don't think Ellinger is as good of a quarterback as people give him credit for. So I think they'll struggle a little bit.
I'm going to disagree with you there, but we'll get to that later.
All right.
Don't want to ruin
it. Matt, do you have any more teams?
Maybe Penn State with Trace McSorley gone. No QB.
And
no,
Miles Sanders. Everyone forgets about
Miles Sanders is gone.
Everyone was talking. Saquon was obviously the great Penn State running back the past few years, but Miles Sanders was solid last year, too.
Basically, I just think the Big Ten is going to be let down this year.
Another disappointing team, I think, will be Notre Dame.
Okay, I think this subject is gone.
No, let's hear it out.
I don't know. I feel like it's going to be the same as normal again. It's just, they're overhyped. They don't play anyone because they're not in a conference.
They made it to the playoffs last year.
Exactly, because they aren't in a conference. And so...
No. They're not in the conference, but...
They're going to let people down when they play someone real again. That's just what I'm feeling.
I think another one of those teams is USC, where I feel like every year they're ranked really high, and then it just doesn't make sense.
It's just based off the success of their program.
Yeah.
Like the history.
My next team is Nebraska.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, I'm not sure, Scott Frost was there last year. They didn't have a good year, but for some reason this year, they went 4-8 last year. But for this year, they're ranked top 25 to start the year.
It's their QB, Martinez.
Yeah. But like, I don't understand how you can think... From 4-8 last year to how you think you're putting them in your top 25.
Yeah, unless you just had
it's a ton of hype class. There.
Unless they just went ham recruiting.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if they did or not.
I can't remember it being anything special enough to put them in that ranking.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just gassing them up probably.
I mean, Scott Frost is a good coach, but.
On the other spectrum, surprise contenders. Who do y'all think is gonna come out of the?
I've got Virginia from the ACC. Obviously, I don't think no one's touching Clemson in that conference, but I think Virginia, they've got a relatively easy schedule. They don't play Clemson. Their toughest game is Miami on the road, but they've got a bye week before that to prepare for that. They don't play a road game until early November, and Bryce Bryce Perkins is a good quarterback, and they've got a really good defensive back.
I like Mizzou with Kelly Bryant starting there, looking to redeem himself from Clemson. Plus, they have a really easy schedule, like you said. They can easily win out their first eight games, and I mean, that's a good start for
Mizzou. Mizzou is always a team I feel like that just like screws over some teams in the SEC.
Yeah.
Like, you don't hear about the game necessarily, but like,
because they're not a big SEC team.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, so-and-so lost to Mizzou last week.
But the Mizzou also loses the games to like Vanderbilt.
That's true.
So it all bounces off from Mizzou.
Exactly. My underrated team, I'm going to be a little biased here, but I really do. I think it's North Carolina. Mack Brown is back at the helm. He's a very old coach. He's got a lot of wisdom. They've got a talented team. They've recruited really well, even in the short time he's been there. The schedule's not too hard, being in the ACC. They do play Clemson. They get Miami at home. They get Virginia at home, so they get a lot of the tougher teams in the conference at home, which I think will help them. I think they can have a good year.
I'm going to disagree with you. I think they start the year 0-2 with South Carolina and Miami right off the bat. I think Mack Brown's done a good job recruiting there, but I don't think it's enough this year to make an impact.
Okay.
I think it's got to give another year.
We can just agree to disagree, because I think week 1...
We've still got our $5 bet.
Week 1 will be very interesting.
It should be a good game. You could even argue that Wake Forest is a tough game week 3. Just saying.
Well, I mean, Mac's gonna have the troops ready to go. I'm excited.
You know, I'm. They there's a legit, very legit shot they could go 0-5 start the year. Now I'm looking at the schedule. I'm just saying, South Carolina, Miami, Wake Forest, App State,
okay,
and Clemson.
Okay.
App State. What?
App State always upsets teams.
Okay, you're tripping.
Just
though,
saying.
When you just throw out there App State for no reason, they're not going 0-5.
You should just stick to basketball, basically.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, yeah. I won't say 0-5. 1-4.
No.
Very legit shot. You think you're beating Miami, Clemson? Who do you think you're beating out of that group?
Miami. Wake Forest.
Okay,
Miami,
I'll give Wake Forest.
Home on a Saturday night. It's going to be lit. It's the first, like, real home game.
When's the last time North Carolina had a lit home football game?
I like your jerseys.
When Mack Brown came back for the second time, all the buzz around the program right now, it is going to be a lit home game.
Okay.
All right, 8 o'clock on a Saturday night. So they'll beat Miami. I'm not even counting the South Carolina game, which could go either way.
Good. I think Miami's got a better chance of beating guys than South Carolina does.
Okay, but that's my point. I'm saying I'm not even... Just forget the South Carolina game for now.
Okay.
Miami, at home, I think we're going to win that game. At Wake Forest, we're going to go handle business. At Wake Forest, take care of it. At home versus Appalachian State.
I'm just saying Appalachian State has a track record of beating big teams.
They do, but I'm saying North Carolina, they're not going to lose to them. They're going to...
Okay.
They're going to start... 3-1, let's just say 3-1, Clemson 3-2, and then they've got a relatively cupcake schedule the rest of the way.
The rest of the way is easy. I'm talking the first 5 games, is where all their losses come, I think.
Okay, so then we're talking a 10-2.
I think the only other game that could be tough is
Virginia.
Virginia, maybe Virginia Tech. It's always tough to play there, but
yeah, I'm excited though. I think the Heels are gonna have a good year. Even though they wear Jordan brand football uniforms, they're going to continue to prove.
You can't go wrong.
You
can't go wrong with the Carolina blue though.
Speaking of
Jordan brand jerseys, my other surprise contenders in Michigan. I think Shea Patterson's going to come back. Heisman candidate. He's got a great defense behind him to give him good stops, give him the ball as much as they can. So I think since the Big Ten is going to be bad, I think Michigan could be the one team that makes it out.
My next team is UCLA. Chip Kelly's a good coach. I don't think he's got 2 bad years in a row. They have to win. They've got a fairly tough non-conference schedule with Cincinnati, San Diego State, and Oklahoma. So they have to take at least 2 of 3 of that to have a good year. But they don't have to play Oregon or Washington. So it'll be a tough year, but I think Dorian Thompson-Robinson's a good quarterback, and they should be good with him.
And then my other underrated team... I like Washington State in the Pac-12 this year. I think Mike Leach is one of the best coaches in college football. Super fun guy. No, Washington State, the schedule isn't that crazy. It's just a typical Pac-12 go-around. They've got some talent on that team. It definitely helps that they're not playing anyone. They won 11 games last year with a bowl win. It's like... That program's on the up and up, and I think they've got a chance.
Do you think they go up from 11 wins to go undefeated this year?
They can match it, without a doubt. And speaking of that, I have them winning the Pac-12. So do you want to move into conference champions?
Yeah, let's do it. So we'll start in the Pac-12.
Yeah, I've got Washington State in the Pac-12 this year.
Mac?
I got one of the rivals, Washington.
Okay.
I feel like Jacob Eason's off the transfer going to be really good. And they usually do. I mean, it's nothing strange to them.
I've got Oregon, so we've all got different ones. I've got Oregon, went 9-4 last year, pretty solid year. I think they can get off to the start and beat Auburn early this year, and Justin Herbert should be good.
He's injury prone.
But he's still good.
He's not good.
They have cool uniform tests, so that makes him better.
Oh, you know, they got that really good wide receiver, too. What's that guy's name? Come on, you know
him. Oh, we know him.
Personal friend of the pod.
Yeah, what's his name?
Oh, Cato's friend?
Yeah, Cato's
friend.
What is his name?
He's our producer's best friend. He met him on a cruise. Cool guy.
They're pals. Micah Pittman.
Micah Pittman. That man's going to be some freshman.
Potential guest on the show?
Potential guest on the show.
We'll have to hit up our producer for that.
Over under, how many touchdowns do you think Justin's going to throw to him?
What are we putting the over at? What's the number
you
at?
You need a number to say.
Gonna go 7?
Under.
I'm gonna go over, man.
Yeah, I'm taking under.
I'm gonna take the under.
I can't say too much about him because I don't know what his situation is, but he's a freshman coming in.
Probably won't touch the field.
I'm sure he'll play a little bit because he's talented, but...
Under. ACC.
Clemson.
Yeah.
Everyone should pick Clemson.
I mean, North Carolina? I mean, if they do have that great run that you're talking
about. He'll walk into a 13-0 record this year.
Yeah, Clemson's just like an SEC team playing in the ACC.
Ooh, good question.
So let's sub them in for like an Ole Miss or Arkansas. So they still have to play Bama and LSU.
Yeah.
I mean, they're comparable to Alabama. I think it's safe to say at this point.
The national championship.
Yeah, I just mean like as a program of last few years. So I'm saying that you would probably count on them to have roughly the same success as Alabama. So probably, but you're definitely not blowing people out.
No.
Every single week.
You've got people say, I mean, I'm not saying Clemson shouldn't have won the national championship. They proved it. Mm-hmm. But playing a tough schedule in the last quarter.
It's just the mental grind of a long season where every game matters.
Yeah. Whereas Clemson can, or probably A&M, but those two are both number 3 in their division, the SEC.
Yeah, it's majority of your season.
Yeah. Let's move into Big Ten. I've got Michigan.
I got their rival, Ohio State.
Okay.
Justin Fields. And they got J.K. Dobbins.
It's going to be ugly. I think this is going to be one of the years where the Big Ten just kind of beats up on themselves. And we won't really know who wins the conference until the last week. I think it could be Michigan. I think it could be Ohio State. I think it could be Michigan State.
Wisconsin's, I think, is still in
conversation. I think Michigan will win the conference. But, I mean, it's just, it won't be undefeated. Like, they could lose 2 to potentially, I mean, I don't know if you could lose 3 games, I think.
I agree that they're going to beat up on themselves. I mean, Iowa's always in there. Uh-huh. Mediocre, but they
seem to look at Purdue as a little bit of sleeper in the Big Ten. A little bit of bias, but I think there's a lot of very mediocre teams in the Big Ten this year.
The Big Ten just has a lot of meaty white dudes.
Iowa, just the big tight ends.
It's like you grew up on a farm and just shredded corn.
Get college football. ACC is just, when I think of ACC, it's Clemson. Mm-hmm. Big Ten is just like, just...
big offensive linemen.
Just offensive linemen, tight ends, and like linebackers. SEC is just great offense, no defense. And then Pac-12 is just kind of...
irrelevant.
Because, I mean, I'm late. Not clock.
That's something we can all relate to, too. Like,
but they're talking about starting, I think it's the East Coast, but the games over there would start at, like, 9 a.m.
Can't do that.
Do you think, you don't
suck.
Think...
that makes, like, the fan experience a lot worse. Because, like, imagine going to a Georgia game or something, but, like, knowing
think,
the environment.
But think about, like, if you live in the out west, 6 for you, and then it's over by 9, and then you just have football all day. We can move into the Big 12 predictions now. Mac, who do you have?
I have Texas.
Okay. Explain.
They're a good offensive team. Compete with anyone. So I legitimately think they have a shot to actually make the playoffs. I don't think they will, but they have a shot. But I think they're going to come out of the Big 12 easily.
Okay. So go ahead.
I've got their Red River rival. Well, alliteration with the R's there. Uh-huh. I'm going with Oklahoma.
Okay.
I think just the program they've built, Jalen Hurts coming in. They're just going to have the talent. They've got the winning pedigree. I think they're going to win the Big 12 again.
Yeah, I've also got Oklahoma. I think the Texas game will be a close one. I think the winner of that wins it. But
true.
I'm picking Oklahoma.
I think
it'll,
too,
it'll,
yeah.
be, it'll be another like late decided who wins.
Well, the Red River is usually early. It's usually like week 3
oh,
or 4.
Yeah.
I was thinking rivalry week. You're right.
Yeah, it's like because they play Oklahoma State and Texas plays. Is it Tech?
Yes.
Yo, Texas coming with a chip on their shoulder with the whole horns down situation.
Love the horns down situation.
Yeah, I like
podcast.
It.
I feel like we talked about it a ton.
Yeah, but
best player of all time is Colt McCoy.
That's what I like. That's old school football for us.
Redskins.
Like when I think of Colt McCoy playing for Texas, I just flash back into like my watching college football and like getting excited at Colt McCoy throwing up the horns.
Yeah.
Where's he playing now in the NFL?
Start for the Reds. I don't want to start him.
No, I don't think you should start him right away.
I don't care. I mean, he's our future, so why not get him out there anyways? We're going to be bad. Who cares if he throws picks?
Who's the one that got hurt last year? Alex Smith?
Alex Smith. He's gone. Like, they lost. But nothing against the man.
All right, move into our final conference.
It's
a pretty consensus pick.
Yeah, I've got Alabama.
Georgia can give him a push.
I mean, they definitely will. Can we agree that Georgia... Who do you think is going to win the East?
A little bit, though, I think
that Georgia will win the SEC East, but I think they'll lose the Florida.
I think that game's going to be similar to the Red River rivalry, where it's going to be...
The River rivalry.
River. Similar to the winner of that. Jason's
speech therapy, too. Both of y'all.
We'll keep that in mind for next time you... I think Georgia... I mean, if you think about the last... What have they played the last 3 years, Georgia and Alabama? Every game that's blown it late. Whether it's been in overtime or late in the game when Jalen Hurts came in.
Second and 26. We can do playoff predictions, right?
Let's jump right into it. Mac?
My name and my four, or are we going to go?
Yeah, just go ahead and who's your one seed?
Clemson.
Okay.
No, that's going to be so confusing if we go around each one seed, because then you're not going to remember who's in whose playoff.
Okay, Mac, just go ahead and give all four then.
Okay.
So who's your four? Who's Clemson team's in?
No.
So who is he? You have Bama and LSU?
No. Yeah, I have Bama and LSU from SEC. ACC is Clemson, and then I have Big Ten Ohio State making it.
Okay.
I do. I don't know. I think Orgeron is going
to... He was doing a Coach O impression, but it wasn't good.
That just went right over your head. That was an Ed Orgeron impression.
The Raging Cajun.
Yeah, he speaks his dip in his mouth, but it's like...
You definitely know who we're talking about.
I know who you're talking about. It sounded like a
speech therapy. So I have LSU at the 4, Clemson at the 1, and then I have Alabama at the 2, Washington State at the
3. Okay.
I'm telling you, they really could go undefeated. I'm feeling it. I don't have a lot of like really good evidence to back this up, but it's just, I can feel it. Mike Leach in the playoff. Mike Leach and Ed Orgeron in the playoff. It's going to be some fun press conference interview.
They got a good running back, Dixon Sider. He's good, too. A lot of good names.
All right, I've got Clemson as my one seed, too. Their schedule should make it pretty easy for them to go to the one seed. I've got Oklahoma as my 4 seed. But I think it could very easily, like Max said earlier, Texas, whoever wins that game could sub that in. But I think they're the 4 seed. I think each of them goes one loss. It's just whoever wins that championship takes it. And Michigan to round it out. Alabama, I think, is number 2 pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
And then Michigan, if they can handle things with Ohio State, can take the 3.
I think Michigan just gets banged up in the Big Ten this year.
Okay.
I don't think no one in the Big Ten will really end up being able to... Or they'll do really well against the rest of the SEC, lose to Alabama, and then just won't make a loss, but they're not playing for the conference championship.
I hate putting teams in that don't win their don't make their conference championship.
Uh-huh.
I can understand, like, I'd rather have a one-loss Georgia that lose in the year.
Yeah, and I have Georgia losing the Florida game.
Yeah, which is fair.
Yeah, so that's where I think it's one loss, and it was 2 Bama in the regular season. That's where I think they can get in.
Does LSU still...
Yes, I think so.
Probably.
They've got a really good def.
Yeah, I mean...
Clemson, Alabama, the championship, too.
Yeah.
Who wins?
Alabama.
I'll take Bama.
I think what would be interesting
that much except on D, right?
Well, I think they lost all 4 of their defensive line.
I know, but on offense, they pretty much kept everyone. Their running back, quarterback, and most of their wide receivers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should still be.
It's a feel thing, though. It's just I don't think Clemson wins it again. Like, I think it's the same
thing. And I think Saban will have
them. Game.
Although one thing I think would be interesting was if you can, I would like to see an Alabama-Oklahoma matchup at some point. Just in my college football playoff situation, it'd have to be in the championship game, but just I hope that somehow works out.
Mm-hmm. Is Jalen Hurts going to continue to three-peat and be Heisman. What are you guys' Heisman votes this year?
I think the consensus pick is Tua or Trevor Lawrence, obviously. But
Justin Fields and Jacob Eason behind him, like, on his ass the whole time, so he has nothing to worry about to take his... Because it is a little tough when you got someone right behind you. As soon as you mess up, you could get pulled.
I don't necessarily think Jonathan Taylor is going to win it, just because I think a quarterback was in 16 touchdowns and didn't win. But I think just straight from how the last eight of the last...
Heisman is going to be Shea Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think Michigan will completely run the table, and I don't think they have some good defense, but I think he's just going to be a playmaker this year and really light some people up.
My other one outside of the group we've covered is actually a really good wide receiver in the league. I watched him last year, and he was too young to enter, but... He still is a monster, and like I said, I'm really high on Texas this year, so I think Sam's coming.
Do they still have, what's his name, Hollywood Brown, is it?
That's Oklahoma.
Who's the guy that oh, Lil Jordan.
Oh, the guy that caught, like,
he's,
four touchdowns in OT or something?
Well, now that Hollywood Brown is still good, is if he's still I think he's still Oklahoma.
No, he's on the Ravens.
Is he?
His real name is Marquise, but he goes by Hollywood. He got dropped to the Ravens.
What a nickname.
I like Lil Jordan.
Start
personally.
Calling me Hollywood, please.
No one's going to do that.
Everyone
okay,
call me
yeah.
Hollywood from now on in
just
the comments.
Quick fact check, Mac was right.
Like
okay.
usual.
Really
by the way, when I looked up Hollywood Brown right now...
Hey!
Quiet. When I looked up Hollywood Brown, first thing came up was Hannah Brown admits she's struggling in Hollywood.
Oh,
so just thought I should
dang.
Put that out there.
Heartbreak.
I really wish... In the Instagram comments, you guys could just comment Hollywood or something and tag me. I'd really appreciate that.
Hollywood.
I will respond to Hollywood from now on. That's a really strong nickname.
That's what you want. Like, when you go up to play in the NBA, you want us to call you Hollywood?
I'm not going to NBA.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Sonny quits basketball.
Yeah,
official.
I want to be a podcaster.
Any recruiter that's listening to Sonny, he doesn't want to play, don't take him.
Take away his offers right now.
I want to be a podcaster. That's my dream.
Another fact check, Lil Jordan Humphrey is on the Saints.
Mm.
That's an interesting.
Saints got a good
Michael
good
Thomas,
right there.
Lil Jordan. Who else do they have?
Jared Cook. Yeah.
But well, that's his first year there. They've got Taysom Hill.
Jared Cook's from Atlanta. Shout out.
He lives in my neighborhood. Shout out.
Oh.
I've hit this house multiple times.
Verbal
on
meme. Drake meme. Oh, wow. Got him. Burn.
Martell situation.
I think it's kind of funny.
So if you don't know, Tate Martell went to our. Just announced he didn't start. He was throwing stuff around the locker room.
Yeah, I mean, the other day, Tate Martell committed to Washington as an eighth grader, decommitted, committed to Texas A&M. He doesn't get the starting job. Seems a little wishy-washy.
You think he's going to transfer again?
He could.
He,
sophomore. Because I know he redshirted
Ohio State.
State.
Yeah.
I liked him on QB1, so it's kind of sad to see this, but he's also... Like,
I think he's a good player. I think he is a little... I've heard stories about how he wasn't necessarily skipping practice, but his head wasn't fully in it, and that's why he lost the job.
It's going to be hard for a really, really good college program to trust him with your team, because quarterbacks...
Been committed to play there, or do you just want someone who's coming in just to start at
a
big-name school?
Then you get that whole diva type deal attached to your name, and you don't really want that.
All right, you want to move into some segments? Types of fantasy owners, but we've got our fantasy draft this coming week. So.
I have the second, though. Can't relate.
Sucks.
No, there's been a lot of weird shakeups in fantasy.
Yeah, unofficial lightweight, Zeke, Melvin, and AB for just screw. Like, I know we're drafting. It's just annoying when they do this. Like, just play.
You can't tell, and then you don't know who to draft where. Like, you just hope that all the players you draft.
Who do you have your eyes on at two, so?
I'm really thinking between Alvin and it could be hard to pass up. I don't know who I'm
as the as
Mac.
The
I assume
pick.
You're choosing between the two.
Yeah, as a three. I mean, he's a really good guy. He's a white stud, like yourself.
What?
I gave you a
I'm
nugget.
Not agreeing to anything.
Give me Alvin.
Mac, so you want Alvin? I'll
I want
it.
Alvin. I like watching the Saints. I'm nothing against him.
Go Vols.
It's just my brother went to Iowa and at least four touchdowns. So.
Mm-hmm.
Just not a personal fan of the guy. So
don't you?
I can't have.
But you're not.
I ordered it right after he did that to Iowa.
But you're not a fan of the guy.
Hypocrite.
Well, that's when he was on Stanford.
You got your eyes on it now.
I mean, I'm kind of in a situation too where I get the left. He's really low on David Johnson for some reason. So
I had him last year, and he was terrible. So
I think he's got.
We draft him. Their second string is Chase Edmonds. No one's heard of him, but every single red zone possession, it's awful.
Well, yeah, I want either. I think either whoever drops me between David, he's also very low on Davante Adams. I like him. I had him last year. And then if neither. No. I'm more of a running back guy, so that's kind of why I prefer David Johnson. But
you'll get that early second round pick too.
Because I know you're a wide receiver guy.
Yeah, I love the wide receiver.
Wide receiver down there with all the receptions he gets.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Mac. I just helped your case.
Appreciate it.
So, Big Daddy. Do you want to get into some over under?
Yeah, let's go ahead and.
So, what's our over under for the week, Jake?
We got movies. Not gonna lie, I'm not a huge fan of mine. They're okay. I'm not gonna win this one. I'll put it that way.
Mac, what's your...
Let's start with the over. To,
and, like, everyone's seen, but at the same time...
Find, like, especially, I had more of a struggle with underrated.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to find a movie that not everyone hates them.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a movie where, like, some people love it and some people hate it. Mm-hmm. Overrated.
All right, my overrated movie is Aquaman.
Okay.
The new one that came out. It was pretty bad. I saw it a while ago, but...
I have not seen that yet, so I cannot tell you.
I don't recommend it. It's very overrated.
Okay.
My overrated movie is Frozen.
Oh, that was mine.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
People hype up Frozen so much in terms of, like, obviously, it's a much younger crowd. Uh-huh. But, like, Frozen just, in my opinion, doesn't compare to, like, the other Disney movies. Like, there's just not really, like, a good plot or anything. Like.
Well, what I was wondering, I agree.
I just don't like it. It's not, I don't mess with it as a classic Disney tale.
No, I agree with you for the record, but I'm just saying when I was looking it up,
uh-huh.
I was trying to think, like, you know how, like, Lion King is kind of our Disney movie when, like, we were little.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if that's do kids, like, probably 10-year-olds think of Frozen the same way that we do Lion King?
Yeah, but Lion King at least, like,
everyone can relate to.
Yeah,
it's not just
it had some, like, good, like, emotional moments. It had a
yeah.
good plot. Like, there was a lot of it was a roller coaster of a movie, but, like.
The new one, have you seen the new one yet?
I haven't.
I've heard it's not good.
I've seen it, and it was really
okay.
good. And it's even better because they look actually real.
Yeah.
And they don't exactly copy the story. They, like, switch up some things. And literally the whole cast is, like, you know every single one. Beyonce's in it.
That's what I've heard is, like,
Charles
having
King,
the
wow.
having, like, the big names almost ruins it a bit. That's what I've heard.
It's hard to watch it because...
You just know who it is.
Yeah, whoever Seth Rogen plays, you're like, okay, I can't even picture him saying that. That's just Seth Rogen in a mic right now.
Yeah.
But it was pretty good. I liked it.
All right, my rated, I guess.
You can disagree with me. It's fine.
No, I'll split one up just for the sake of the Instagram post.
Okay.
I'm just going to do the Avengers series in general.
Oh, wow.
I'm just.
Right to it. People are not going to like that.
I know.
Jake is not a comic book.
I'm not a big, like, superhero type guy. Especially the last one was a little overrated, Endgame, but no, just a hot take there.
Damn.
Did you like Endgame?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm not going to say anything. I like it.
Okay.
I think you could have upset some people with that.
I think I'm going to upset a lot of people. I'm not a huge fan. Just I'm more of a comedy sports movie type of guy.
Underrated. Mac, what you got?
My underrated movie is A Star Is Born.
Okay.
I mean, I think... when it did come out, and it is a remake, of course, but everyone thought it was like a girly movie, like a love, and like guys are like, nah. But I mean, Bradley Cooper,
uh-huh.
that man's a good actor, hell of an actor, hell of a singer. He made it so much better. It kept me on the edge of my seat. Dealt with a lot of real world problems.
Love to hear it.
But I like The Star Is Born.
Some good songs came out of that. Another story.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it on the PG theme here. My underrated movie is Cars.
Oh.
Cars is just... I don't think Cars gets the respect it deserves. It's a classic movie of our generation.
Okay.
Lightning McQueen is epic. Mater, like, all the characters, they have some great personalities. The morals of how Lightning learns to help others in terms of, like, chasing his own success in Piston Cups. I mean...
You're very serious about this.
Yeah, I think people don't appreciate Cars for what it really is. I mean, I don't like the one where they go overseas or whatever.
How many have there been? Is it three? Four?
Four? I mean, I'm just talking about the series in general.
Okay.
Particularly the first one. I think
that's the one I remember.
Yeah, it's an underrated movie. I love Cars. Not as many people are high on it. I love it.
I wouldn't say I'm super high on it. It's a good movie, though. All right, my underrated movie is Moneyball.
Oh, wow.
It's a very good movie. I like baseball, so it probably helps a little bit, but it's a good story behind it.
Can you tell us a little bit of the story? Like, just roughly, off the top of your head.
I mean, it's just about the Oakland A's and how they kind of went from nothing, and then, what's his, I'm forgetting the dude's name.
Brad Pitt.
Well, yeah, I know that, but like, what's his name?
Oh, it's Billy something.
Billy Bean. How he comes in and just kind of changes over from the GM perspective, so.
Yeah, quality movie.
It's a quality
movie. You know who's actually in that movie that wasn't as pop at the time was Chris Pratt.
Seriously?
Yeah, he was
Jonah Hill's in it too.
Jonah Hill's in it too.
Most people don't remember Jonah Hill.
Brad Pitt, Jonah Hill, Chris Pratt.
What a cast list.
For real.
So now we slide in on over to some big three.
What do we want to do, lightweight?
We can do. Does everyone have a lightweight?
I can get one.
All right, Matt, go ahead and start us off since you got one. I've got. Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't like my lightweight. So I kind of changed it last minute, but my lightweight is Suddy Smith.
Why?
Let me explain.
That was mine. Are you kidding me? God, I can't win today.
I'm such a lightweight.
For
oh
people
my
that
gosh.
Don't know, our fantasy draft is, but one of our co-hosts, Suddy Smith, he's going to be out of town.
Draft on the 24th, and he decided to choose to go there, to go out of
so
town.
So he
that
chooses
day.
His
ball with
draft
the boys.
Day.
I had limited options.
But you had options. That's the point.
Limited options.
You had options. That is more than one.
It was either screw me brutally or screw you guys mildly.
And let's keep this in mind. We
so
have,
that's very selfish.
We have a couple friends that have to like fly in and make a commute to actually get here, and he's messing with their flight schedule.
Rip
and
Cato, our producer. Cato's gone.
He's wasting money just like, because I got to go to Yale and do a basketball camp. Yeah.
Yay.
It's draft day. Come
Yay.
On. So now we're drafting this Saturday. Keep
too
in
early.
Touch with that. Too early. Could get a player that gets injured.
That's what I'm
going to.
I'm going to go ahead and like go off your lightweight. My lightweight of the week is Zeke, Melvin, and AB, the trio of lightweights. Just because, I mean, it might have probably helped if we were drafted in 2 weeks instead of this week, but that's fine. But just for the fact that they're holding out, lightweight move, it's kind of annoying.
Okay. My lightweight of the week.
It's your lightweight.
Huh?
Your new nickname is lightweight. It's not Hollywood, it's lightweight now.
My lightweight of the week is actually Wendy's. Because as
you made this up definitely like 10 minutes ago. I know you did.
As glad as I am that Wendy's brought back the spicy chicken nuggets, they got like bullied into it, kind of. Like people on social media and Twitter and stuff just like kind of peer pressured them into bringing it back and was like, Wendy sucks, bring back the spicy chicken nuggets. And so they did it. Like,
I'm surprised more people don't have spicy chicken nuggets. Like, it can't be that hard.
It's such like a popular, it's like a common food to have.
As Max got his shirt up.
Yeah, stay fully clothed, please. Is everyone makes chicken nuggets? It's like exactly like how hard is it to make them spicy?
Mac, you want to explain our? We both do it, but our the Chick-fil-A.
So tomorrow we're looking to go to Chick-fil-A. They recently. Released that they're going to have mac and cheese. So we are going there to get
mac
that.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese, my
mac
name. Play on words. They did get that name from my name. I have trademark discussions with them, but that'll be discussed later. Anyways, we are going to head over to Chick-fil-A, get a nice 12-count, order a separate container with a side of ranch and buffalo, put the nuggets in the container, both dressings in, shake them up, get a nice buffalo ranch chicken going right there. Delicious.
It is fantastic.
Awesome.
So we'll post on the story our creation.
You guys can look out for that.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and jump into big three. So we were, should I explain the change? Okay. So we were gonna do athletes from movies,
fictional
athletes.
Yeah.
Now we saw Part of My Take did it yesterday.
Our biggest competitor. We're neck and neck.
Rivals.
They did it Monday.
In listeners.
We had this
so
idea
we're really
since.
Equal.
We'll tweet out the timestamp of Mac texting it in. We had it probably, like a week ago.
A week ago, yeah.
So we'll change it. We'll do that at a later date. But I guess since we're in the fantasy spirit of our draft, of it being draft week, we've got types of fantasy owners.
I typed this last Wednesday. I said, big three, we should do best fictional athletes at 6:31 p.m.
It was a great idea. It really was, but... We don't want you to. We're creators of content here. So
we know a lot of you guys also like Part of My Take like we do, and that's kind of where the inspiration came from. So we're not going to copy them directly, but... All right, I'm going to get a randomizer going for the draft order. I've already been screwed over twice today with my picks. So.
I've been number one every time.
How many times randomize it?
I've been number three every time or four.
Randomize it three times because there's three people here.
And it's big three. All right, Jake maxed up.
Dang it.
I moved up.
All right. I'm going to start it off with the when's the draft guy. You've always got that one guy in your league that every year, it's like probably late summer, just quick, when's the draft? What day's the draft? And it's kind of like, you're not even thinking. It's actually like, oh, wow, it is almost football season. Shout out Luke Brown, that's our guy in our league, every 30th. Quick, just, hey, when's the draft? Luke, football doesn't start for another month and a half.
Yeah, it's the weird of your summer.
Yeah.
Football is just not on your mind right now. And one guy's just, he just wants the draft. I feel that. No reason. All
right, Mac.
Second overall pick. My pick is the duo guy. If there's always that one guy in the league, it's always a quarterback, but it's always with either running back or wide receiver, and they're on the same team. So, I mean, last year we had Brandon, he had Drew Brees and Alvin Kamara, which is PPR monster. So whatever Drew does, he gets points for, and especially if it goes to Alvin, he's going to get points. But either way, it could be like Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. If you're playing that guy, it's terrible because every single completion is a point for Aaron. But if it goes to Devontae, it's like double points, especially touchdown. It's just the worst week you have to play someone, and I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good strategy, so I'm...
Yeah, I mean, you can get a... I mean, you play that guy when he's got a bye... That team's got a bye week, or they just have a bad week.
Bye week, obviously, but you're not going to do a duo with a bad QB. You're going to do it with a good one who is usually consistent.
Who is your back-to-back picks?
My first one, I'm going to go with Mr. Overprepared.
Okay.
He's a whole draft plan spread out, pick one all the way down to the last one. He gets really upset when like somebody jumps in front of him and steals a pick.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, it's a guy who doesn't realize like, hey, calm down. Like, it's fantasy football. Like, we all want to win, but
yeah,
the draft isn't going to go how you want it to.
No, it never does.
And... my second one is the defensive guru. The guy who specifically picks out one defense that he wants and takes him absurdly too early. Like, I'm talking like anywhere from the sixth round.
Damn it.
As soon as the sixth round, really. It's like, if you're thinking about taking a defense, like, you're doing too much. They're all close to the same. That guy's annoying.
Defense wins championships. Not fantasy.
That's just really not true in a lot of areas.
I'm going to just throw this out here. I had the exact same pick for study, but I did call it the defense wins championships guy. So,
okay. Well,
I said that before you. So
yeah, I like defensive guru better. So that's why.
It is better.
Okay.
But I can't even use it because you took it. So
mine is it my turn or is it Max?
It's Max's turn.
Okay, go ahead, Max.
Oh, my turn. All right, second round.
How Snake Jeff works.
Yep.
Second round, the waiver wire.
So it goes back around.
Are you kidding me?
Anyways, I'll repeat because Suddy interrupted. The waiver wire whore. This
I had
is the
exact
guy.
Name
this is
down.
The guy when any some like. Little known wide receiver three goes out there. He gets like two catches for two touchdowns in like 3 yards. So he's not even that good. He just had a lucky game. And the waiver wire whore is just scrolling through. He's like, oh, this guy had 15 points this week. I got to pick him up. And of course, he's like priority number one. And he just loads up his bench with just trash players that had one good week. And he takes them from people that actually need them when they have like a bye week coming up and they don't have any wide receivers. So.
Yeah. That guy sucks.
All right, that was one.
We have beef with that guy, basically.
Who is that guy in our league?
It's not
Lucas.
Me. I don't.
I feel like Lucas.
Lucas, definitely Lucas. Yeah. Because
I mean, I'll pick up a guy if I see someone good, but I wouldn't call myself a waiver wire whore.
Yeah.
All right, I'll finish off my big three with. I've got the 3-for-1 trade guy.
Okay.
So. This is Tyler in our league, but it's the guy type of guy where you've got one. Not even necessarily a stud player, but just a decent player who puts up good numbers. And the dude sends you a 3-for-1 deal where he just gives you 3 bench players and just says, well, the fact that I'm giving you 3 players for your one, you should take it. And it just doesn't make sense because you have to drop 2 of those players anyways or move them off your bench. So
no, it really doesn't work in fantasy. The
no.
The player trade, rarely they work out.
It just doesn't make any sense because you're not going to trade one, your stud running back, for three bench players who maybe you slip into a flex. It just doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah.
Unless you're really in injury, you've had a lot of injuries, but. Uh-huh. And then my last one is the projections guy.
Okay.
So this is a guy who just goes everything straight off projections.
That I have a little bit of that in me.
I think you and Lucas both do, where you guys just like, oh, this guy's projected higher, go on him. And it's a week-by-week thing, too, where it's just like he could start one of his players just solely based because he got half a point higher in his projection.
Okay, I don't have it that high.
Okay, but there's people like that.
Yeah, no, I know. I thought I had more of it in me. Mac, what you got?
I'm going to go with the rookie guy, the guy that always picks the rookies. And in your head, you're like, that's a stupid pick. But, of course, it's going to work out for him because, like, you know, that guy's just lucky. And so it's like the Saquon guys or rookies that are so hyped up and they actually take them, for, like, in the first round, which is pretty risky, but, of course, it works out for them.
Well, this year you've got guys like Miles Sanders and Josh Jacobs.
Like, who's the risk takers this year.
He's going, like, third round.
David Montgomery, like, are you really going to pick him as your RB2? Because he's arguably one, but no one's seen him play an actual regular season game, so... It's those receivers.
And he's got Terry Cohn supporting
him. So I'm not that guy, but
my last one is the draft CTE guy. And it's the guy who's just kind of clueless. Like, he has no idea when it's his pick or not. Like, it's the type where he's just over there like eating, just not paying attention on his phone, and it's like,
dude, hey, your pick.
Yeah, it's your pick, bro. Like,
and he comes over, scrambles, takes a last second.
Exactly. You're just really helping me out here, describing what I want. He has no idea what he's doing. He's panicked. He makes a pick he probably regrets. Sometimes he ends up getting a good pick out of that rush pick. But it's a guy you got to remind, like, hey, like, you're up. We're drafting. We're waiting on you to go.
You can also relate this to – we'll start honorable mentions now, but relate it to some – I had this guy just – the guy who, once you get to round eight, just stops paying attention. He's out swimming in the pool or, like – just eating completely, doesn't care about the draft, just puts it on auto draft and lets it run.
He's like the guy that's like eating the buffalo chicken dip and then like, hey, you're up, and he runs over and he's like looking through the stick, he's like, who took Keenan Allen? And then you're like, he was taken third round.
Yeah.
And it's the eighth round. He's like, oh.
One other guy I had is the gullible guy. It's like, it's the guy who you can just get in his ear and convince him who to pick. Like,
Wyatt.
Yeah.
Or you can convince a trade off him.
Yeah, it's like you just really finesse him based off either his lack of knowledge or, like, willingness to listen to you. You're like, hey, draft that guy. I promise it's a good pick. Draft him. And then he does it. Like, that's a good feeling when you manipulate someone like that.
I think another honorable mention is the full-timers that take it so seriously, which I understand, but I think I'm probably one of them. But I think it's just so funny when you're just, like, walking around constantly watching ESPN fantasy shows or on your phone switching out your lineup or looking at who's going to do good in the bus this week. Like, they pretend it's like a full-time job, which it is, because, I mean, with all that money on the line, I agree. And I'm one of those people. I just think it's hilarious when you look back at it.
There's also a Mr. Shoulda, Woulda, Coulda, the guy who complains when he loses about how if he would have started the right people, he would have beat you. And he's like, oh, well, if I would have started this running back or this running back, that's 10 extra points and I would have won or something.
It's like, yeah, if I would have drafted the top scorers in the first week, I would have won.
Yeah, it's like, that's your own fault, buddy. Like, you own your team. You control who plays. Like, a loss is a loss.
Yeah, so I've got the mock draft guy. The guy who just, week before, just cranking out mock drafts left and right.
That's you.
Which is probably me a little bit, guy. I got a little bit of that in me, but I don't know. And then I've also got the... I just forgot it. What was it?
So I gotta write him down.
I just thought of it when you were talking about it, though.
Oh,
what is it?
That's unfortunate.
It was a good one, too. Fill some space for me, I think.
Fill some space?
Just talk about something.
Today's episode is sponsored by Wendy's. Spicy nuggets are back. Limited time. Go to your nearest Wendy's. Pick up a nice 10-pack fries and a drink. Only $8. Great family oriented.
Mac, what's the best song you've heard today?
It's an oldie, but... Man, I couldn't stop singing this. I was beating on my desk with Brandon.
Oh, beating.
In the air tonight.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to sing it for us?
Tonight.
Yeah, I could play it, actually.
Okay. No, we'll get copyrighted. Don't do it. Don't play it. All right, well, I can't remember it.
It's the one that's like, matter. It's like, ba-dum, 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 I can feel it. Come. It's by like Phil Collins or something.
Okay, cool. All right.
But
that'll wrap us up today. Thanks for tuning in. Look out for next week's episode. We'll have our commissioner of our league, Pierce Longo, come in. And we'll do our whole draft review where we go over each of our teams and discuss some of the interesting picks from our draft mates, I guess.
At this time, I will have either Alvin or Christian on my team.
Co-owners. At this time, I will either have Alvin or Christian on my team.
Oh, but Christian, right? And I'll have Alvin, so we'll get that sorted out quickly so you guys aren't in suspense.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you. Make sure to download the podcast. Like it. Subscribe.
Leave us a review.
Show
rating.
Love.
Try some spicy nugs.
We're out.
Thanks, guys. Peace.